Morning. Look at you outside with your cup of coffee,
Look at
living the
me
dream.
outside. You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm using visual content.
I'm so excited for today's topic. Randy, let's not waste any time. Why don't you tell us what we're talking about today on Content Strategy School for Realtors?
Yes, so what we're going to jump into today is talking about how we can leverage visual content that is happening within our day-to-day business to engage our online audience and our followers to build more relationship and more conversation. So I'm super excited about this, Lauren. And
I
that
can't wait.
literally, well, and it's really easy stuff. So, one of the things that we hear agents say is like, I either number one, I don't have time to make content, or I don't know what to make. Right? Like I don't know. And we talk a lot about the talking head videos, the educational videos. And I think when we think of visual content, the first thing that comes to mind is like tours, and that's great. But we as agents know one thing, like we see stuff out there, like in different houses, different, showings. We're like, this is interesting, or this is really cool. I never thought of doing this, or wow, like I would have never done this, right? And what we need to do is we need to retrain our brains to just immediately, we don't need to stop having the experience with our in real life client, but we just need to grab a quick photo, a quick video, and then we need to go back and have that same conversation that is connecting us, bonding us, and growing us with our client that we're in the house with, and leverage that visual content to do the same thing with our audience. So like, oh my gosh, I loved this idea. What about you? Or, oh my gosh, I hate carpet around the toilet. Am I the only one? Right? Because these become connection points.
Yes, 100%. I think a big hurdle that agents can overcome in terms of making their content is understanding that everything is content.
Yes.
Everything, your entire day. Even when you don't have business, everything is content. And I remember when I was starting my business, right? One of our jobs is to be visible, to be able to market ourselves. We're never going to earn the business of people who, number one, who don't know we exist, or number two, don't think that we're active enough to be able to work with them, that we're working with enough clients. I used to regularly post what was happening throughout my day, whether it was
Yes.
like, searching for properties for a client moving to North County, right? And little do they know I'm helping a renter, right? I'm like brand new in the business, like trying to like get myself out there, going on broker open tours, right? To show people that like I'm active in the community, I'm checking out the hottest new listings, going to other agents' open houses and grabbing videos. Like if you don't have clients right now yourself that you can do this with, there's activities that you could be
Right.
promoting as like storytelling of your business, if you will, that will work as this visual content that isn't like client work.
Yeah, 100%. And you and I both know that, whether we like it or not, perception is reality. And what I have seen in my career is sometimes I'm offline because my business is actually more successful and it's requiring more time of me. And then funny enough, even though I'm highly productive and I'm offline, because I'm not doing anything online, the perception was that I wasn't productive. And then I get, a little less business going, so I'm able to put a little bit more on social media, and all of a sudden the perception is, wow, you're killing it, right? So it is what it is. The bottom line is that we need to learn to play to that. I recently put out kind of a static post, and more so put it out because as a team lead, I wanted to shout out my team. Everybody had a pretty good month, I think between like four or five of us. We did like 7 million in volume. And so it was a good month. And so I just kind of was, and one of the things I want to do is I want people, agents specifically as a team leader, I want people to know, hey, our agents produce, right? And it was so interesting to me because it was just one piece of visual content. And in this case, it was a static graphic that showed visually what we did in volume and how many families we served. But it was interesting to me because that's not new for us. But the perception is I don't put it out there every month. So even though every month we put up numbers, the perception of our audience was like, wow, like, whoa, that was like big, right? And so that just is a big, powerful aha. And I get it. I have this conversation with my daughter who's on my team. She's like, I just want to like be present throughout my day, and I don't want to always have to be thinking about it. But the reality is that our business is not going to be less offline in the future. It's going to be more online. And if you do not understand the power of content and the fact that you can speak one to many versus one to one, you're going to have a problem. And I recently just saw on another like a video clip, I saw Gary Vee talking about, I think it was actually with the girls of Humble Hustle, or Hustle Humble, I'm saying it wrong. But anyhow, they got to do an interview with him, and they said, how would you position yourself if you were a real estate agent? And he said, I would get double the amount of clients. Well, why does content strategy school exist? Because it gives you additional leverage to speak one to many, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you want to, if we are, who knows what's going to happen, but if we are going to have to increase our business to maintain our income, there's no better way than content. And how simple can it be, Lauren, than just sharing what your mind is already thinking? You don't have to go create it. It's just like, I would have never put that damn palm tree there. Am I the only one? Right? It's just so easy.
Can you re-explain that Gary Vee thing to me? I don't understand. So he basically said, they said, what would you do different if you were an agent? And he said, I would get twice the clients. Like, isn't that the goal? I don't understand. Like, meaning he would create content that speaks to more people and therefore he would win more?
Well, and I have to be honest, it was like a highlight clip from you know, an interview or something. So it just caught my attention in the scroll.
I think what he's saying is that the reach, right? Is that, and this is why we recommend this, is like a 30-second video, a 6-second video.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, I'm only getting 300 views. It's like, well,
versus none, right? Versus one
is a lot when you are working off a $10,000 commissions or however much it is in your area, right? And then, but I think that promoting and piggybacking that, if we go back to that study that was done on mailers, there was a study that was done on a neighborhood, and they asked, like, who's the most famous, like, realtor in your area, right? And, like, everyone chose, like, different agents or whatever, or the most successful. And then they mailed this neighborhood for 12 weeks with an agent, a very specific agent, who, by the way, was a fictional agent. And then they did the survey again. They asked who was the most, productive or most top producing agent in the area. And that fake agent won by a landslide. Why? Because they are more visible.
Yeah.
Look, guys, if they always say, like, if 50% of America knew you existed, you could potentially be president. Okay. So it is all about the volume of the number of people who know you exist. You can suck a whole lot less than your competitor, but if 5 times more people know that you exist and know that you're an option to help them buy or sell their home, your business will probably be 2 times bigger. And the funny thing is I probably have a whole bunch of agents watching right now and listening right now who are like, I am 10 times better than my competitor who has 10 times better business. That's why they have a greater volume of eyes on them. It's not that they're better at their job. It's not that they're better at their unique value proposition. They are working on a quantity of scale that you haven't committed to yet. So there's a couple ways you can get there. You can spend thousands of dollars a month on mailing. You can spend thousands of dollars a month on ads, or you can commit to posting highly engaging short form video content that has the potential to reach a million people in 6 seconds. I mean, to me, that was always the path of least resistance, right? Is I'm going to start there and then you can piggyback onto these other things. But to not be doing it on a consistent basis at this point is just a disservice to the professional you are.
Yeah. The only, you know, and I have the honor of getting to be part of the leadership team for a very big size mega team. And we were talking to one of our agents out of California, and she just was like, this is not what I want to do. And I said, well, let's talk about your business. And she says, you know, I'm in retirement phase. Like, in the next 18 months, my goal is to retire. Well, then you don't have to get online. If you're looking to retire in the next 6 to 18 months, you don't have to. But if you want to be here in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you have to. And let me tell you, you're right that you can get that visual exposure through mailers and through different things. And that's part of my strategy and one that we're buckling down on. But what cannot happen in these other avenues is people cannot get to know you, trust you, and like you the same way as with content. So what happens with my content is my clients, they know me, like me, and trust me. And so they obviously are doing this as, like, followers, and I hate that word because, you know, like, but social media friends, social media, you know, acquaintances. And then when they come to me to actually engage with me, Lauren, they already know me. They like me. There's nothing I have to filter. There's no nervousness I have to. There's no rapport I have to establish because my content has already established that. They're fully expecting who I am, right? And I've had hesitations around it. And that's the truth, is that sometimes we have this hesitation because it's like, we are human.
Hey, Randy,
we
just have. You have some feedback. Can you push your headphone into the.
Is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just hold this so I look really cute.
It's adorable. Well, this is very like Gen Z of us.
Yes, yes. Is Gen Z the younger generation than us?
I don't know. They're the cooler generation. That's all I know. Are you a millennial? I think you're.
I'm a millennial.
You are an elder millennial?
Yes, I am an elder millennial. Well, you know what I told? I saw this stupid generation thing sidetrack real quick, and I sent it to Jordy, and I'm like, this is kind of creepy. You, me, and my grandkids would be in the same generation according to this. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a little bit creepy. Okay, but back to the content. You know, one of the things that I hear agents say is that they fear being themselves, because what if like that one thought wasn't as professional as it should have been? Or what if, you know, that one thing wasn't, you know, wasn't received by everybody? Guys, there is nothing more freeing than learning to lean into content, share your actual unfiltered day-to-day thoughts, opinions, whether people agree with them or not. It will act as a magnet for you. And then when you show up and you sit with people, it's like sitting with your friend and getting to serve their client need, not sitting uncomfortably across from a table hoping that you don't say or do the wrong thing. This person already knows you and likes you, right? I recently put out a video, Lauren, and it was about, is propane gas? And I'm a big, you know, helping you escape the suburbs girl. I'm a big rural girl. And so there was part of me that was like, is somebody going to think I'm an idiot? Like, I sell rural properties and the fact that I don't know exactly what propane is. No, nobody felt that. In fact, it was like so many people were like, oh my gosh, I wondered that same thing. And
there is something horrible with your audio right now, girl. I don't even know what it is. I can't hear you now.
Okay, what about now?
Okay. Now we can hear you. Yeah.
I'm tossing these. Goodbye, Gen Z.
Okay.
Goodbye. Oh, I tossed them into my coffee. Shoot. Tossed them right into my coffee. If you don't watch the video podcast, you really miss out. Last week, Lauren was throwing balloons. This week, I'm tossing my headphones into my coffee.
So I think that there's two ways to look at increasing like the amount of visual content we're putting out. Number one, absolutely. Like, everything is content. Everything you do in the day can be content. It can be positioned, right? Taking that picture, shooting that little video, like asking that question. I think that people totally underestimate like that example that you just gave of like, am I the only one who would never put a palm tree right there? Because all of the pods fall in the pool and then you have algae, right?
Yeah.
And then you're gonna get like 1,000 home buyers who are like, thank you. Like, who designed this backyard? Mine's the same way. And I think for some people that works. And I will tell you my mindset probably 5 years ago, that worked really, really well. I remember specifically coming to like the Mega Moms conference at the time that you were partners in and saying like, look, when you turn on LTTV, like it's always on, like there, my stories were always on, like there was always something on. But as I've developed in my personal content journey, like I don't want every aspect of my life to be content. It's not at the forefront. I found that it is, you know, yes, recording my meetings has been like helpful, but I almost want it to be more batched. And so for our agents who are listening right now, I have a solution for this. Okay. If you just every single week, just once a week, went on your weekly broker, did the broker open tours in your desired area that you want to work, not even the area that you live. If you live, you could live 20 miles from your like desired neighborhood that you like, this is my farm and this is what I want to be my space. Right. But if you just did that on Thursday mornings, on Wednesday mornings, and you went through and you developed relationships with those listing agents in the area and said, hey, I'd love to shoot a quick video and then tag you as a collab. Like, what's your Instagram handle, right? I want to give you a fabulous shout out for your fabulous listing and tell people how great this house is so I can bring you the buyer. Number one, if you're a listing agent, don't be a fucking dick, okay?
No.
You want me to bring the buyer? I'm going to give you a shout out. The answer is yes. Argue with me in the comments. Maybe this is what we go viral for, but I'm so sick of like listing agents, like gatekeeping, like, no, you're not allowed to get leads off my listing. Only Zillow is. We're about to not be a clean, like we're like not going to be a clean podcast anymore. I was checking our podcast and we are clean. So I'm not going to drop an F-bomb again, but like get over yourself. Okay. Your job is to promote the property. I can help you promote the property. I'm going to tell everyone you're the incredible listing agent and then I'm going to bring you a buyer, which is what your seller wants. So guess what? It's not about your ego. It's about your seller. We just lost like 5 people watching right now. Those are all listing agents. All my buyers agents who are still here. I love you. So I'm going to do a video. I'm going to tag you as a collab so that way you can use it in your content too. And hey, maybe it brings you leads and I just did the work for you. You are welcome, right? And you could actually do that for, let's say there's 5-7 properties in this on the broker's opens, which is usually, you know, pretty normal, 5-7-10. You could do one for every single one. If you go once and you just try to piggyback off of people's hard work, the likelihood of them letting you do it is like less. But if you start developing legit relationships with agents in the area, which is what you're going to need to excel, in my opinion, the next like era of real estate anyway,
100%.
Then this is a way that we can all win. And do me a favor, Shelly, when I post it, if you get a deal, totally tell me. That would make my day, right? Like, it would make my day. We all know we need to make content. It's a way for everyone to win. Yeah. So if you're not someone that's like, gosh, you know, LTTV is always on, I need like it to be segmented, then that's an activity that you should already be doing that you can easily turn into content to help you build relationships with agents that can bring you leads. It does not get any better than that. And you can literally schedule them out for like, and it's immediate. So yeah. Meaning like, if you're featuring the home, like this property is one in one of the top school districts or neighborhoods, like it might be gone fast, right? It's always highly relevant because the property is not always going to be available, which then means that people are going to come back and check your content more often.
Right.
So right. You can schedule one of those posts out for every single day and then, you know, do seven of them and one every day until your next broker's open next week.
Yeah.
And therefore it is then like segmented into a pod where you can focus on this and then focus on other areas of lead gen for your business.
Yeah. I love that. And this is what we want to do with content strategy, you know, with this podcast is we want
to. So bad I yelled at everyone now. Guys, I'm really sorry.
She
I get passionate about these
she
things.
Does not
and like,
feel bad at all.
No,
She's
I don't
just
feel bad.
That.
No, I don't feel bad. If that offended you, you shouldn't listen anymore. You can give us a 1-star rating. Say Lauren doesn't appreciate listing agents. She loves Zillow and wants Zillow
Lauren
to get all the leads.
Lauren doesn't appreciate listing agents who do not have a collaborative mindset, and absolutely hit the nail on the head when she said that you're going to have to collaborate at a higher level where the market's going. 100%. You're going to have to pick up the phone and not just text people. You're going to have to call agents. So
the best way for you to win in this next era of real estate is to be in the unique position to help other people win, whether as buyers, whether as sellers, whether as other agents. There is going to be, in my opinion, a shrinking of the market, where we're going to have more of these like kind of pod based, where people are going to be passing deals and working more closely with one another because there is more eyes on us than ever as to whether or not our performance like aligns with our compensation.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. And so guys, as always, we're giving you a couple different options. You know, you can take the route that Lauren suggested. You can also just day to day, and you don't have to stop, you know, just bank that stuff and sit down once a day. Bottom line is when you put a little more intentionality into your content, you will start to get more relationships. So you don't need to do it on the fly, but you do need to do it intentionally. Sit down and know what you're hoping to provoke in your audience. And then lastly, we'll leave you with this tip as well. Remember there's power in consuming content as well. So as you find yourself consuming, no longer just consume, but ask yourself what is catching your attention, and what's catching your attention is probably going to catch your audience attention. I will say this final one as well. We all know that the less curated content is performing now, the more authentic content. So another last bonus tip for you is change up your background, change up your environment, go live from different places. It causes a little bit of a disruption.
Mm-hmm.
So like Lauren is infamous from, you know, her background, the hair and bone background, right? But if I was to see Lauren somewhere else, when I see that background, I know she's putting out good content and she's got something valuable to say, but if I'm on the go, I'll catch it later. Where if I see Lauren pop up at a soccer game, I'm like, oh, something's on her mind right now that she has to share. She's somewhere else and I'm going to go ahead and stop. So remember, when you change your background and your visual content behind you, it can also be a stopper within the scroll.
100%. It's what we call it, one of the best pattern interrupts. Okay. So if you do something that your audience isn't expecting, I'm so glad you said something about the herringbone, because in my heart, I'm like, gosh, I kind of want to start going to other people's houses and doing this, like do it, like doing it at new construction homes and like their offices or something, because like, I'm so tired of my own background. Like it feels tired. Like even on like my B-rolls and stuff like that, I'm like, I need to go get some great B-rolls and like some incredible other offices here in the Nashville area. So it's on my radar because I'm like tired of seeing myself in the same spot. So imagine how my audience feels. All right, guys. So that concludes our content strategy school for today. If you are looking to level up your business, whether you're an agent who's just getting started, or you are a producer who's looking to double, or you're a team leader looking to recruit, me and Randy want to help you do that. You can message our Realtor Content Strategy Instagram account to do a agent success meeting with us, so we can help you analyze your business and see what the next level up step forward is. So we love you guys. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.